Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are going, we are going to take a 15-minute break, and then we're going to hopefully do the first half of this adventure that I prepared for tonight.
We happy crew, we joyfully join the fray. No daring do, we wouldn't pursue, but thinking it through, that isn't the dragon way.
So there were two gates. The ghostlight wood was burning, and you hadn't successfully stopped it because of, lost in the concordant mysteries of the bullshit. And then there were some lizard men. You turned to stone for a bit.
Yeah.
And Pomplamoose LaCroix saved you all. And 45 minutes later, the crowd is starting to turn against us. But in the game, you walk through the night. Pomplamoose has a small white horse that he does not offer to share.
What's its name?
Cinnamon.
Aww.
And the sun is beginning to just...
Wasn't croissant day?
...crest the horizon. It is about 5 a.m. as weary, broken, and a little bit ashamed, you make your way across the threshold of Daggerford Castle. You are home.
Pomplamoose.
I'm again a jiggity jig.
You can't help but feel that Pomplamoose LaCroix is a little bit more cocky since he saved your asses at Vantage.
Do not mention it.
To sort of knock some of the swagger out of him, I sort of got to him. I was like, now listen here. And as the sun comes up, I shrink down to the size of Bobby.
And Bobby is naked, of course, because he comes back. You have little pants. You have Hulk pants on.
Yeah, I presume I'm wearing my Hulk pants.
Yeah, you gotta wear your Hulk pants. As Bobby shrinks back to a halfling. And for the first time, you all also see his torso. And where the dagger struck him in the House Eternal, there is a crystalline scar. It looks like mottled rubies from his ribs all the way to his sternum. And it's as if blood had dried, crystallized, and formed into a kind of ruby gash.
Ooh.
Ruby Gash is also my drag queen name.
Friends, might I have a quick huddle with you all?
A regular huddle? Sure.
Yeah, a regular huddle. Go
Absolutely.
Straight ahead.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Adele. Hello.
I.
You want me to get Cinnamon in here?
It's not a huddle without Cinnamon.
I was thinking as we were walking, and I didn't say anything as we were walking back. You all with the, I just kept my mouth shut, but
it's almost like no one spoke for those 6 hours.
I was thinking that, look, I've only known you for a couple of days, but in that time, you've burnt down most of the city. You burnt down a forest. You burnt down a forest. You turned to stone, you almost died. You're a fucking werewolf.
Oi! Watch it.
You're a werewolf.
Yeah.
Which you can't help, but I was thinking, as the only person who recently has not almost died or been a wolf. And LaCroix, back me up on this. Would it not be possible if I took over, say, the coin for a bit?
Banknote.
Do you mean the Ducal Mark that decides who is the Duke of Daggerford?
Because I haven't had a go yet, and I feel like I was pretty useful in that last one.
Oh, wait. I remembered what I was going to say. As long as Banknote doesn't ask for the coin, we should definitely give it to him. Because he's proven himself.
That was the Ducal test, unfortunately.
Okay, then.
He's proved that he does not want it. Here.
Whoa.
No, here, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the ducal coin. What I wanted to say is, Banknote, you've proved yourself to be a sentient... Why are you laughing like that?
Oh, no, nothing. Just a sort of a feeling I had in my heart for a bit. Hmm?
Dragon huddle.
Dragon
very
huddle.
Evil.
Marshall,
Cinnamon.
Yeah, Cinnamon, of course you're here, Cinnamon. It's not a huddle without you.
The whole... So it forms a smaller huddle that, like, sort of tiptoes to the side.
Cinnamon's like, chut.
Yeah.
Look, maybe we could give him a probationary period. Wait, we've got to make sure that he doesn't send us to prison. Like how we always send everyone to prison.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
go on record as saying that this Baston is a terrible idea.
Okay. Me got an idea.
Yes.
We let him be the duke. But yes. We give him so many boring dukey duties.
Yes.
He just gets bogged down in paperwork.
Wait. What's level less than one less than duke?
LaCroix?
John.
What?
John.
Subduke.
John.
Dunce?
why? You think we make him a dunce?
I don't know. It's his idea.
Regent? No, I'm saying a regent. Let's give him a Duke regent. Let's give him a...
Wait, maybe we could set him some tasks and say if he completes all the tasks successfully, we'll give
him...
What's your
vibe on Banknote anyway?
Probably evil.
chaotic neutral? I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, he did... I mean, yes, he set the forest on fire, but we also did.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that was mostly him. We basically had things under wraps.
We did set a town on fire.
Yeah, but he was there too.
But we set that pelican, so it evens out.
Look, let's just go easy on ourselves. We're new at this. This isn't easy. Let's just cut ourselves some slack, be nice to ourselves, and definitely not give him any more power than he needs.
What about if I go, hey, Banknote, I give you this coin, but you can only make one wish on it.
Let's just say that there's a series of tests that we'll put him through,
okay.
And then we can make him do whatever
what
we
about
want.
What about just Duke for a day? 24-hour probationary Duke.
But how do we know he's not going to change the rules and wish for more wishes?
Okay.
You got to make a decision.
Okay,
so you had a few options there. Was it 24 hours? Is it ducal test or is it regent?
24 hours and I'm holding the coin. 24 hours and it's over. Powers are done.
Mage hand it back after 24 hours.
Yeah, but no, he doesn't get...
I am taking the ducal coin.
Do you agree? Banknote?
Wait. We haven't asked Cinnamon.
Cinnamon's a horse. He really doesn't care.
But what do I get?
Cinnamon
what
is
I
slowly
What's
eating your hair, Phil.
Okay. That's a yes from
a good
Cinnamon.
It's a good...
So, Hing, this is the ducal coin. It means for the next 24 hours, from 5 a.m. today till 5 a.m. tomorrow, you are the Duke of Daggerford.
Probation.
And I'm giving it to you now.
Yeah!
Lightning crashes over the castle.
Okay, now, look, stop making that moaning sound.
Oh, I need a healer. I'm a sicky baby. I'm just a Baston sicky baby.
Baston is at one hit point. He was carried on a stretcher between two of the guards.
I give him a potion of healing.
A potion of healing that I gave you for sticking up for me in the intro?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. You're great.
Also, I want a priest summoned here, Duke. Please take
Hang
care
on, it's
of
2D8
me.
Plus 4. So you gain 10 hit points.
I am the people, and the Duke works for the people. So you have to do what I say.
I am benevolent. Yes, benevolent it is. Popplemousse, fetch a cleric for every one of these former dukes.
But even the ones that are not sick?
We need to check them out. I mean, look, any of these people could be harboring horrible diseases which would make them unfit to reclaim the dukedom in 24 hours or something. I don't know.
I will fetch 3 of the finest clerics. Goodbye. And
he does. And as he does, he turns around and he goes, also, by the way, he notices some letters on the mantelpiece. And he's like, these must have arrived in your absence. As the Duke, I suppose...
Excellent. I will busy yourselves. I will go about my personal correspondence. So how many letters?
So you're leaving the scene to do this by yourself?
Well, no, I'll walk around with them, I guess. But, that you know, there's more stuff to do.
So I can tell them what they let us say?
Yeah, what do the letters say?
Okay, do you want to... one of them is stamped with a sigil of the town watch.
Ooh.
And you open it, and it says... Inspector Percival Boggins, commander of the town watch, failed to report for duty tonight and is missing. His wife has not seen him since this morning. The watch is conducting a search, and in the meantime, Sergeant Lou Smythe has taken the mantle of interim commander if the Duke has no objections.
Lou Smythe.
You can send a reply if you want.
Let's summon Lou Smythe here.
Okay, Lou Smythe is summoned to the... You send out a runner to summon Lou Smythe and the second letter.
But who will take charge while Lou Smythe is in?
The second letter is stamped with a personal seal of the House Truscott.
Truscott.
It gives me no joy to report the passing of my client, Randolph Hofferman, of apparent natural causes in his Daggerford estate. In accordance with his final wishes, letters have been dispatched summoning his immediate family and named beneficiaries to Waterdeep, Baldersgate, Barovia, and the Floatian Estates. His will and testament will be executed at Rivershine Hall at noon. As a bequeathment has been left to the town of Daggerford, your grace is invited to attend. Elspeth Truscott, attorney at law.
So King, almost giddy with the news that a man has died.
No, I was sad for that bit. I was happy about the will.
Yeah, love
which
an estate
obviously
sale.
Is related to the death, but it's not the same
so
thing.
So this is from Elspeth Truscott, who is a, in her like early 50s, she's a notary and a solicitor in the money quarter.
What time of day is it?
5 a.m.
And we're being summoned to where?
To Rivershine Hall at noon.
Is that in the Floatian States or is that...
No. So she has sent runners to all of the family of this man that has died, Hofferman. And she has sent them, she said, to Waterdeep, Baldersgate, Barovia and the Floatian Estates.
Right, and so obviously we've got two things to do here. We need to find a new leader of the City Watch.
Yes, because he's obviously dead.
Well, no, because Lou Smith's taken over. We don't know this man. We don't trust him.
No. Let them play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Boggins is downstairs questioning the artist. We should see what he has recognized.
Also, Boggins' underlings were in the forest setting the fire.
You saw Eddiewick. Yeah, you're not Lou Smythe. You saw the other one.
We saw Eddiewick down there. So we need to question him about that.
I mean, should we not consolidate power?
What do you mean?
Well, I just think that if we're the Dukes, maybe we should just nominally be the head of the City Watch as well.
They haven't seen the letters. Are you showing? So you're sharing the letters?
Yes.
Okay, so are you? You're giving the letters?
Yeah, I'll share the information.
So you pass the letter to Bobby. Bobby, make quickly for me a perception check.
That's 20, baby.
20.
Okay, you notice, because you understand thieves can't, you see something on the envelope that suggests hidden messages. There's a symbol has been written. It looks like a smudge, but you recognize it, and it means that all is not what seems in the message.
On
which
letter?
One is this?
Which letter?
The letter from the solicitor.
Oh.
It would seem to me, any other information?
Just that there is a secret message somewhere on this letter that otherwise is written on a heavy, dark heavy card in a neat, precise hand.
Okay, I'm going to do an investigation check to see how I can decipher that. That's a 19.
You notice that the letter smells faintly of lemon juice.
Oh, I hold it up to a light.
Okay,
a lantern.
So you hold it to
Don't
an oil...
Don't you piss on it?
I piss on the lamp.
Sorry, what's that banknote?
Sorry, do you hold it up to a lamp or do you piss on it?
Because
they will have dramatically different results.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go with your instincts.
Yeah,
I'm
going to hold it up to a light, hold it over a sort of a
so
warm...
So there are oil lamps
yeah.
in the hallway. All right, a message slowly reveals itself.
Forgive the subterfuge, but I suspect foul play in Mr. Hofferman's death and cannot trust the watch or even my legal clerks. I suspect I am being followed wherever I go. Please meet me at my offices tonight. E.T.
Elspeth Truscott.
Hang on, just... I know we're derailing for a second, but is that, that's not how you reveal...
That's yeah, it is. That's fucking Enid Blyton 101, baby.
It's not with...
That's if you get stung by a stingray.
Or a blue bottle.
Or a blue bottle.
No, so you think...
So when I was in... This is a very triggering memory, but when I was in year four, we wrote secret messages to each other. As part of a spy, we were reading some spy book or some shit.
Obviously,
And my friend Michael Garman wrote me we wrote lemon juice things, and then he told me that you were. And I went home, and I stood in the bathtub.
Why did you the bathtub?
Well, because I didn't want to drop
that's
it into the toilet.
To
I didn't want to drop
smart,
it into the
that's
toilet.
That's smart. That's smart.
So I guess I could have used the shower.
I can certainly
but
say.
Before I was scared of the shower, Dave, if you must know.
No, no, the shower was also not an option. I just am very happy to say at this point I've reached my mid-30s without ever pissing in my own bathtub.
It wasn't
you simply must.
You, must.
Oh.
You haven't lived.
Hey, Dave.
It wasn't full. It was empty. I was nude. I didn't want to get pissed on my pants or anything. And I held the note and pissed on it. And then...
And then what happened?
Nothing.
Did you think that your friend Michael Garbett hadn't written you a message?
Well, I went to school and then was like, hey, the message didn't work. And we were like, oh, I guess it doesn't work. But I now realise that one of the reasons I was probably on the low end of the pecking order for many years after that in my friendship
circle. It's a real
circle.
Question of the sort of acidic alkaline spectrum, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I realised one of the reasons I was sort of on the low end of that the pecking order is because all my friends knew that I... stood in a bathtub and pissed on my own hands because they told me it would reveal a secret message. And if you look, let me tell you, if you want to, you know, a year four Michael Hing to piss on his hands, you tell him it's spy work and he'll do it. I mean, he will.
Hey,
a
Dave.
Dark and austere. Sorry,
that was me. You told me I was supposed to come here and play music to a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. How come I got to listen to that?
No, you're right. Sorry.
I'm really sorry. We'll pay
sorry.
You double.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. It'll come out of Hing's paycheck.
A dark and austere terrace in the Money Quarter forms the offices of the solicitor, Elizabeth Truscott. The building is, as I said, it's a sort of tall terrace in a dark street not far from the Hoffman Estates. And the sun is still... It's nearby to where the castle is. And the
sun is...
Oh, a bit warm.
It's near... It's close by to Daggerford Castle, and it's only about 6 a.m. Stand in front, and the streets are still mostly empty as you stand in front of Elizabeth Truscott's offices.
Wait, but she said in her note to meet her tonight.
Yeah, but
what?
That was probably the letter came yesterday.
Do you know what?
Yesterday.
I wrote these notes, not assuming that you were going to go to Vantage for 12 fucking hours.
Yeah.
And so what did we do all day?
Meet her this morning.
We're going to meet her. She meant the previous night,
okay,
so we're
going to
go straight away.
Oh.
All right, so let's bang on the door and see if she's
Let's just knock on the doors politely.
So as you approach the door, that you realise that it's been jimmied open.
Jimmy.
So fucking stupid.
Oh, I hope Jimmy's not inside. Yeah. He sounds sneaky.
Naughty boy. Okay.
Oh, Jimmy!
No! Okay, yep.
I was with your husband today, and I asked him, what's the word that means forcing a door open for thieves? And he assured me that Jimmy was...
No, you're right!
Yeah,
you're right.
You're right.
It's
you're
just
right,
also
Dave.
A name.
You can still trust my husband. It's okay. He's
yeah,
nice.
Sometimes verbs are names. Like, you know how when you make a mistake when you're
like
speaking, it's called a Dave?
Oh... Yeah, when you piss on your hands, it's called a hing.
Make for me a... I want you to make for me a intelligence check with proficiency because of your thieves tools. Okay, 15. This is expert work. This has been done with a small crampon, like a thieves... small...
Yep.
Crowbar,
yep. Yep.
And it's clear. You can actually see a tension wrench that was like the sign of a tension wrench damaging the lock. So it's clear that this is an expert job done hurriedly.
Guys, this is good work. This Jimmy is to be reckoned with. Oh.
Should we sneak in or be noisy like usual?
Hey,
in the dim light, I will also say that you all see this. It doesn't need a roll. Most of the street, it's quite early, and Daggerford people famously get up quite late. But you can see that the building is dark, but you can see flickering light on the second story that suggests an office facing the street. There's some kind of candle or
and
lamp.
And the town has stopped burning?
This is Daggerford.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, it's
right.
Not the Money Quarter.
Where there was a... Oh, it's a different place?
It is in the Money Quarter. Yeah. It's
the
singed.
Money Quarter's in... Okay,
no,
they put
singed.
It up.
Oh, because...
We
because
said
of,
the Money Quarter.
Oh, I'm thinking
quarter.
Of a different fire.
Yeah.
This is the first fire
the wrong fire, yeah. This is another fire you caused.
We got now we're up to number three now, so it's hard to keep track.
We call this Fire Prime. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the fire's out because Crawford is, as we've discussed, like a surprisingly efficient...
I'm not surprised.
...fire warden.
I put my faith in him from the get-go and I knew, you know, sometimes Crawford you give people responsibility and they grow to fit the shoes.
Ha-ha! Says Banknote grasping the coins.
Do you know what he's like?
I have a staff of 20 and it's merit-based promotion.
Well, don't forget to do some... What's the word when
sit-ups.
People have a harder life, so you give them a little bit of extra push?
Reverse like discrimination?
Yeah, the good discrimination.
Sure.
Do some good discrimination.
So you want me to hire...
A bunch of birds?
Yeah, a bunch of real bullied birds.
A bunch of birds. Don't just hire the birds with the big
enough.
Beaks. Most hire the birds with the small beaks.
Most of the six.
Actually, he met a really good pigeon. Me write him a letter of recommendation.
I mean, of course, I'll do what you say, but most of my success has been on the basis that I hired the best firefighters in the land.
And keep them, but... Just my recommendation as a friend.
Why is Crawford here?
He's there. He's there, Ben.
He's at the window, flapping at the window. You know, just hire a couple of birds with smaller beaks and, you know, teach them how to do it their own way.
Like some admin finches.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but last time we dilly-dallied visiting somebody in their house, they cast themselves off a balcony into traffic below.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'm sneaking.
Okay, bye, Crawford!
Oh, no. Dave, I rolled a one again.
Okay. Baston's cloak billows. He kicks...
No, it doesn't.
No. It billows normally. This is his normal, boring cape that he got from the castle. And it only billows because he's running forward, kicks the door open, and he shouts, "We, the dragon friends, are here." Or something like that. What is it?
Well, I was trying to be stealthy. I imagine I just tripped up the stairs and banged my head or something.
Well, you walked in and said, "Stealthy!"
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky, sneak, sneak.
I'm the stealthiest.
You notice something as you come upstairs. You hear muffled voices, but the moment you bump your head, you hear silence, and then you hear the unmistakable sound of blades being drawn upstairs.
I'm going to run in. I'm going to fly kick the door.
Okay, but the door is a flight of stairs up.
Yeah, but I'm going to run, jump and...
Make a dexterity check.
Yeah, this is, what could go wrong? 14.
That's enough. All right.
That's good.
Baston races up the stairs ahead of everybody. It kicks the door open and you see three figures, two of them with rapiers drawn and one of them standing behind a desk. It looks like they were studying the wall, inspecting the wall, but they're waiting for you. And as soon as you kick the door open, because they know you're coming with advantage, So 18. Oh. The one with the throwing dagger throws it at you and it deals... 3 damage, but now I need you to make a constitution check.
Okay, but before you do that, Dave, seeing as I have I have deflect missiles.
Oh my god, yeah.
So
okay.
I can roll a d10. I need a d10. And so that's a 9 plus 2 plus 3 is 14.
So
if the damage is less than 14, I catch it and I can throw it back at him.
Okay.
Yow!
He's an idiot savant, but go for it.
Oh, what's his armor?
You missed!
What's his armor class?
His armor class is 12.
What's with the thing? Yeah, look, let's be honest, the 5 is probably a miss.
No, you miss.
I miss.
But you grab the throwing knife and you throw it into the wall. That's your turn. That's their turn and we go into combat.
Cool.
The rest of you are still outside the building. So, the next up is the two with rapiers who race towards you, Baston, and one of them hits you and actually manages to grab you and does 9 points of damage.
No, I'm back to 2 again.
Oh, Jesus.
So we haven't rested, have we?
No.
No, okay. We didn't.
Hang on, didn't LaCroix get your clerics?
Oh, he got us all clerics.
Yeah, but he didn't come yet. He just went to get them and then we left.
There are clerics. There are clerics waiting for them at Daggerford Castle. So, Bobby, you're up next.
Well, I guess I'm going to go in the door.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard a kerfuffle, so I'm going to go crossbow ready to go.
Yep, so you race up the stairs and you see the scene that I described.
Okay.
So there's just 2 dudes in there.
3, one of them with a brace of daggers on his chest and some kind of applicator sewn into his wrist. Mm-hmm. Like, not sewn, strapped with leather. And the other 2 have rapiers, and they all are dressed in black, and they all have scarves around their faces.
And they're baddies, I assume. That's a yes. He didn't say yes, but I think it's a yes.
So I'm going to take in the situation and go, that looks like throwing daggers. I'm going to shoot that man. Shoot that man. That's a 9 plus 7, 14.
14 is not
16.
Armor
class 14? No, the armor class is actually for the dagger man. The dagger man has less armor. 14 is enough.
It's a 16 actually.
16 is definitely enough.
Okay.
Yay.
1, 6. That's a 3, 7 damage.
All right, 7 damage. He you grab it. You hit him with one of your quarrels from your hand crossbow,
yep.
And he spins out and he snarls at you. And the next one up is you, Filge.
I'm going to just charge in there with my maul and whack whoever's closest.
Well, that would be Baston.
Well, no, whack whoever of the baddies is
great.
Closest.
Great, that's one of the swashbucklers.
Yeah. Ooh, swashbucklers, clue. I got a 13. With
5 plus. What is it, 8?
With my extra.
Yeah, right.
And then...
13 is not enough for the 2 with the rapiers, unfortunately.
Swashbuckles.
And the next one up is you, Lion Shield.
I think I'm going to cast Alarm to alert the city watch.
Okay.
To come and help out.
So the alarm can make a silent alarm for you, or it can make the sound of a ringing bell.
An audible alarm produces the sound of a handbell for 10 seconds within 60 feet.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ring it out.
Okay, 60 feet.
Well, I don't know. How many meters are in a feet? A foot?
There's about 3 feet is about a meter.
It's about meter. The 4 houses around you will all hear that.
So I could probably shout louder than that, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you
help! Help!
That's your bonus action. Oh, so alarm is a... I mean, you're going to cast... No, you're shouting is a bonus action. So what do you do next?
Okay, I'm gonna run in there.
Because alarm takes a minute to cast.
All right. Fair. All right, I'm gonna run in there and do the old high-five trick.
All right. So
don't mess with the classics.
Looks like you found these people trying to foil your plan, but I'm on your side. Here, how's about it, man? Give me a high five.
Make a persuasion
That's
check.
That's got to be a high DC.
It's a disadvantage, like always. DC.
No.
I'm just imagining he just puts his sword right through your head.
Yeah, he does. With his rapier, 1d8 plus 4, and that is 12 damage.
What?
Oh, you're only level 3, aren't you?
Oh, fuck.
Well, maybe you shouldn't charge into a room of armed people and try and high-five them then.
The Duke is dead. Long live the Duke.
Looks like the Duke is dead.
All right, the next up is the dagger one.
We're just moving on.
The swash daggerer pulls out 2 more daggers, stabs them into this applicator, this little sheaf of, and he pulls them out and they're dripping with this black toxin.
Oh no!
And he throws one.
Now, does he have disadvantage because I got him with a quarrel in the arm?
No, unfortunately no.
Oh.
And he throws one of them at you, Baston, and misses, and he throws one of them at you, Bobby. And he hits you for 21.
Can I do an uncanny dodge?
Not an uncanny dodge. That's for area of effect attacks. You get as a reaction. You can just try a normal dodge.
Okay.
Yep, make a dexterity check.
And dodge.
That's a 12 plus...
Acrobatics,
7.
All right. 19. I will say that at the last minute you managed to dodge to the side and the dagger, using your bonus action, dagger hits a tapestry that starts to smolder, and the next one up is...
Ah, looks like that tapestry is beginning to smolder.
Baston.
So there's three dudes, mm-hmm. and Filge, is everyone in there ahead of me?
Everyone's in there now.
Yeah, look, I'm just gonna try and slash the dagger boy up.
Oh, you know, well, you got to get through the two swashbucklers.
Okay, I'm gonna buckle these swashy boys. Yep. What's their armor class?
17.
One hit. That's a crit. Doing 10 plus 17, and then I get. Oh, that's a hit. Oh yeah, so many hits.
That's three hits.
Oh yeah, so good. And that's another 18. 35 damage.
All right, best on.
Oh yeah.
Who is having a? You okay?
Yeah, I hope I don't die though. Still on 2 hit points.
Baston just descends on one of the swashbucklers and knocks him over the desk, stabbing blades and blood going everywhere. The next is the two swashbucklers. One of them, which is trying to fight back at Baston, misses, and the other swashbuckler pulls out a dagger and now makes 3 attacks at you as well, Baston.
What?
And one hits, the dagger misses, but the multi-attack also misses. So you take D8 plus 4. Can you roll that for me?
No. I want to spend a key point to do a... yeah, Dave, I've been studying or something. You're going to spend to take a dodge action. As a bonus action on my turn, I can spend a key point.
Yep.
Defense.
All right. That's, yep. You also get a dodge action in that case.
Okay. Oh, that's a 3.
You take 9 points of damage.
Oh, I'm unconscious again, guys. I'm down again.
So bank shield, banknote, and Baston.
You have second wind.
Oh, yeah, I do have second wind. That's good. I can't remember all of the rules, Dave.
You were so cocky. Take your second wind, but while you do that, Filge, it's your go.
Well, Filge is really mad because she's come in here fighting and no one has attacked her. Like, I'm not good enough.
You're going to go into a rage?
Yeah. I'm furious.
Okay, so angry at being neglected, you go into a rage?
Yeah. I go into a rage with my... I'm going to do, like, with my maul in one hand and a flail in the other. I'm just going crazy.
Oh, that's for it. Oh, no, your maul is a two-handed weapon. The flail's one-handed. But you have a javelin as well.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. I'm just going to use the flail then.
Okay, great. 3 attacks.
Okay.
Miss, and hit. All right, one of them hits.
Okay. Then I'll do this.
Hang on. Advantage. These ones, because it's the first time. So 2 of them hit.
Okay.
Yep, so that's a 10 points.
And that's a
12.
All right, the one that was damaged actually dies, and the other two look unnerved, and the next one up is you.
Lion Shield Banknote vomits, I guess.
He's dying.
Oh, make a death save.
Oh, fuck. 18.
Right, you're close to the stabilizing. Eden, if I'm not fair about this, I really want you to speak up, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, look, he passed, fucking rich.
He passed the test, so the rule of the dice is the true rule.
It's true.
A random number generation is our true god.
Okay, the two of them are looking quite unnerved now, and the next one up is you, Baston.
No, surrender! And we'll only kill you slowly. I'm on one hit point. I've just been like,
I'll let you use up your action for an intimidate check if you want to.
Intimidation. Okay. Yep. Oh yeah. Okay.
And you can take advantage because one of them has just died. Because
I just
you did a lot
it.
Of damage.
19, 21. I'm quite intimidating.
The two of them look at you and they go, "This is not over. The lampwick will return." He grabs his friend with the daggers and they both dive out of the window.
What?
The who will return?
The lampwick.
The lampwick.
Come, porridge, away!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And the last two swashbucklers escape. Their friend, unfortunately, is on the ground dead.
Not unfortunately, I think good.
But wait, do they take their friend with them out the
they
window?
Don't have time. They're race. They're fleeing.
All right, let's check out this body.
This is the dagger. This is the dagger man.
Anything else you guys want to do?
No way.
Can I run to the window to see where they're gone?
Okay, so you're going to use your action to race the window. Make for me a perception check.
Oh, what do I? Oh boy, who could? What might happen? 17.
Great. You get the sense they're running towards the River Quarter, possibly towards the Illustrated Man Tavern. Good use of your action. Now you.
What do I do wrong?
I'm
going
to investigate that body.
Great.
And see.
Yes.
If there's anything on there that gives us a clue about what the lamp wick is.
All right.
I want you to search
Dave.
The body.
Yes, I'll do a search.
Yep.
What do I add for that?
You're doing good.
What do I add? Investigation?
Yep.
Or I got an 8.
All right. That's enough. It's easy to search because there's no pressure on your time. You realize that you draw his hand and you see that even though he wasn't using daggers, he's wearing the same wrist applicator. It's a small sheath with a guard on it that you can stab a dagger into it and it comes out coated in some kind of poison.
Oh, can I have it?
Yep, if you want.
I do.
Okay, you take that. He also has a potion that has some kind of viscous oil that's not the same as the poison in it. And you also see a gemstone, a ruby that looks like it's... quite valuable.
Okay, I want to...
And he's wearing a medallion that has the same knotted symbol on it. This symbol of a knot.
Okay. Going towards the boat.
Okay, that's everybody's action.
I haven't done anything yet.
Medallion.
Are they so far gone that it would be useless chasing after them?
You could chase after them.
Okay, Bobby jumps out the window after them.
Come on!
Make an acrobatic check.
That's 5.
You fall out the window?
No,
plus 7.
12.
12, okay. Yeah. You grab yourself at the window, but you realize that they're too far gone. You manage to stop before you fall, but as I said, you see them race down towards the river ward. That's everybody's actions. Hing, make another death save.
Oh, right. Oh. That's why you're being so complimentary, because he was dying.
17.
Yeah, really good.
Successful. All right. Yeah. Well, that's gone. Your
continues.
Action.
No, I'll go over to Banknote and use my significant medical skills. None. I don't have any.
Yep.
I've got -1 intelligence. Let's hope he doesn't die. 16.
Congratulations, you stabilize Banknote and he wakes up with 1 hit point.
Banknote!
I was having the most horrible dream. I was dead.
I died in space. What's
that? Okay, so... do we want to chase those? I'm on 1 hit point. I really need a cleric or something. Do we want to chase them or do we want to...
Is there anything in the office that we could use to... Are there any potions?
Make an investigation check.
Let's search the office.
Yeah, we should look for E.T. as well. Doesn't she live here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, Bobby, you investigate the room and you suddenly realize that there are two lamps that are in the wall. One of them looks like the bracket rotates.
I go up to it.
And you remember that they were checking the walls when you came in.
Oh. Yeah.
Best on.
Oh, yeah. They were checking the walls. Turn it. Do it, I dare you.
So I turn it. I'm aware that sort of with the special message and stuff, you feel like this ET is pretty sneaky. And
you turn it and an entire panel of the wall opens up and you see a safe room. And inside that room is a safe and a small bench.
What are the odds?
And a shelf. And also the figure of someone you assume, a sort of 50-year-old woman in a dark, high-collared dress who you can only assume is Elspeth Truscott.
Hello!
Who are you? Ah, get back!
She's holding a dagger, a silver dagger.
Oh, my lady.
Ah!
Oh!
Really?
lady.
All right. No, that's fine. She's a commoner. That's 10. So let's roll plus 0. Roll this for me. What's your armor class?
Oh, my armor class is only 10 because I'm a fucking loser.
Your armor class is all right, roll.
Now, for the podcast, he didn't declare an attack, but as Michael it's reached a reaction. Towards Ben, he just...
No, so Elizabeth used her bonus action.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Use a big die.
Will banknote die again?
That's a 20!
Oh, shit. That's a 20.
Bobby looks over Banknote and says, it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Banknote, make a death check for me.
In fairness, that is because she just walked in and she was very startled.
I was holding the... Oh, fuck. It's a 10?
You start to die.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just stabbed that man incredibly well.
Potions. I have some potions of healing here. Here. And she hands to you, Bobby, a potion of, you recognize it's a minor potion of healing.
I give it to Beston.
And I
make a second death check.
No, everyone gets to have a turn first. Because maybe one of them will choose to help me. Perhaps.
Can I split it with Banknote?
No.
Why not?
You have some. It's a small potion. It's D4
plus
one. Oh,
it's only little. All right, I'll feed it to Banknote. I'm alive.
All right, you stabilize and you take D4 plus one. You take 4 points of hit points back. Ooh. You wake up.
I was having the most horrible dream. This old woman tried to stab me for saying hello. Hold on.
No.
Okay, and I reach out. I like gently approach Truscan, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna take deep breaths. Okay, no more stabby. Okay,
no more stabby.
Okay,
no
give
more.
Me the dagger.
Here's the dagger.
Okay, all right. You have a. You want a stiff drink?
Yeah. There's a sideboard over there.
Okay, and I open the sideboard and I pour her a drink and I sit her down and I.
Those
say,
three, where are they?
Two run away, one dead.
Well, just as well. You know, they're following me for days. I can tell.
Who are they? Who are the Lampwicks?
The cult that's overtaking the city. The cult of the Lampwick. Have you guys not?
No, we never really got a name. The ones who want to bring about the end of the world, or
yes.
This is different.
It's a name she explains that she's only heard from her client, Mr. Hofferman, who before he died explained that he believed that he was being hunted and in some ways intimidated by a group that he only referred to as the Order of the Lampwick.
Mm. We are the Dukes of Daggerford.
Well, that dead guy is the Duke, technically.
No, I'm very much alive for now, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
you
did just stab the Duke.
Well, as a lawyer, I can tell you that's very illegal.
And as the Duke, it is my duty to arrest you for that illegal activity.
Do you have a lawyer that is going to...
I believe I'll be representing myself in this matter.
So I assume if you're the Dukes, then you've got my letter.
We did.
I'm sorry we didn't come earlier. Things happened.
That's explicable.
I can only assume
it was very important stuff.
Vital.
Look, I have very, very good reason to believe that Hoffman's death, sorry, I have a lot of clients. that Hofferman's death was no accident, no natural causes. I believe it was the cult that killed him.
Was it a stab wound that killed him? Because if a stab wound, probably not natural causes.
He was of. She goes on to explain that he was of robust health. He's a misanthrope, miserly man, always sort of suing the city, and very few friends. Only a few friends, like a very small cadre of people who saw him in the huge, vacant Hofferman house. But his health had always been quite good until it started to fail quite rapidly. She also explains that part of what made her concerned about his death is that just days ago, he came to her and he told her that he had decided to change his will for the first time in a decade. And she asked him, he asked her to begin the process of preparing his papers to change his will. And then 2 days later, he came back to her and he said that he had changed his mind and that his will stood. And then a day later, Hofferman was dead.
Who's the main beneficiary of his will as it stands?
Well, it's going to be read at noon today.
Oh, but can we have a spoiler?
Yeah, sneak peek for the Dukes.
She points to a lockbox sitting at the back of the safe room.
It's my lockbox.
Madam, hello. My name is Lion Shield Banknote. You know me from before when you stabbed me. I was wondering about that message about the suspect and the potential... foul play in this man's death and whatnot. Do you reveal lemon juice by holding it to the light, or are you supposed to sort of...
The first one.
Okay, cool.
Whatever the second one is.
It's the first one. Look, I have the lockbox containing the will here, but the passcode is only known by members of the family. I can give you the lockbox, but I can't give you the combination because he was a very paranoid man. I myself don't know.
Make for me an arcana check.
It arcana, baby! Three plus.
Phil, you're a wizard. Make for me an arcana check.
I will, Dave. 17.
You recognize.
It's not hard.
A lockbox of guarding. This is a magical item that can only be opened by very powerful wizards or by a code word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the back of her safe room. And she has explained to you that it holds the will, but it will only be opened. It can only be opened by a member of the Hoffman family who would know the password to open it.
So who would be coming to open the lockbox at noon?
Well, I'll be reading the will at noon, and it'll be opened by one of the family members.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Well, that could be Marguerite, or Jovian Roman, or Dimetra.
Eggy boy?
What?
Don't
worry. Eggy boy, so, or so she has Jaffel sent, sandwich.
As she said in her letter, she has sent runners far and wide to bring the
banana
family...
Banana bread!
Thank
to
you.
Bring the family back to Daggerford. I wrote these names down in
just
advance.
Just a long black!
Key members of the family include Hofferman's eldest sister, Marguerite, who is now a priestess in Barovia, the twins, Jovian and Roman, who have created a really successful export company, and they spend their time between Daggerford, Waterdeep, and Baldur's Gate, or Diametra Flotian Ney Hofferman, his niece from the Flotian Estates. All of them would know the password. So they're the immediate family.
And one of them will open it, and then I will do the reading.
Okay, but...
And they will all arrive in Daggerford in the next few hours. The runners were obviously sent while you were fucking around in Vantage.
So, look, if we can't do this until midday, should we go back to the castle, meet with the clerics, do our healing, and perhaps investigate the secondary matter of the City Watch?
Let's swing by the Illustrated Man.
Yeah, the Illustrated Man. Also, what are we going to do with this chick?
She'll
probably get murdered without us.
Yes.
She's like, oh, she is. So she fears for her life. She believes...
I'll leave behind a guardian for you, madam. Even though, you know, I owe you nothing because, as I said, you did stab me for basically no reason. I'll leave my trusty defender artillerist turret to guard over you.
What is your will, master?
Protect this woman at all costs, Mushu.
Yes.
I mean, Mushu D2.
Oh, that's an awkward moment.
How does Mushu D2 get up the stairs? Is he just following you around everywhere you go?
You have denied me legs.
Why?
I think he's a spider.
He's just banging against the bottom of the stairs.
I think it was a spider turret, wasn't it?
You said a Roomba, so I think we're going to say that he doesn't have the normal legs of an artificer's turret, and he can go anywhere a Roomba could go.
But is he with you, though?
Can
you
just pick him up.
To the bottom of the stairs and pick him up and say, this creature can protect you anywhere.
Yes.
I'll carry
Mushu D2 up the stairs and then give him to ET.
There's a banging on the door.
Downstairs?
Yes.
All right, well then, before I go back up the stairs, I'll answer the door.
Okay, the door opens and you see...
Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to cast Cure Wounds on me. That's a 16 plus 4 is 26. Yeah,
it's
not an attack.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Sorry, I just... You get in a mindset sometimes.
Are you trying to prevent yourself from casting Cure Wounds?
No, I'm trying to cure my own wounds. But I don't have a card for that one. What does Cure Wounds just do? I imagine it heals.
D8 plus your spell modifier, I believe.
Yeah, nice. You take 7 points of life.
3 plus 4 is 7. Cool. Awesome.
Does that go for everyone in the room? Or is it just
no,
like,
just him. All
right. Just me.
Okay, the door opens and you see Luce Smythe there of the city guard with two guards. And he said, we heard someone yell for help.
Yeah, someone was yelling for help.
Oh, that was me, the Duke. Hello.
You're the Duke now.
Yes, my name is Rutherglen. Lion Shield Banknote of the Rutherglen Banknotes. Have we met before?
Oh, purveyors of the finest whiskies and most mediocre gins.
Yes, yes. You're aware of have you tried our new Shinzanos? Sorry.
Have you been stabbed twice?
As it were.
What's the disturbance here?
The woman upstairs was about to be attacked by these three bandits. We did kill one. One happened to die. And then two others ran away.
Louis Smith. Is it Louis Smith?
Louis Smith, yeah.
Louis Smith goes, oh yes, this is the house of the Hoffman lawyer, isn't it?
Well, we can take it from here.
Can I do a check to see if he's filthy and a dirty bastard?
You guys are all still upstairs.
Banknote, because Banknote read the letter when Bobby deciphered it. Banknote would know that Loosemyth could be untrustworthy.
Yeah.
So he's gonna now, Loosemyth. You recently were promoted to...
Under regrettable circumstances, until Boggan shows up. And
we've actually, unfortunately, as is the custom, 24 hours later, having not found him, we've just informed the widow Boggins that we believe that her husband has perished in the line of duty. So I am now commander of the city
She
watch.
Gets a ham.
A grief ham?
Yeah, she gets a real... It's real nice... All the trimmings.
A nice funereal ham.
Dragon Fence, come down here for a second. Do you have a coin or something that proves you're the leader of the City Watch?
Banknote.
Yeah, he has.
Did I overhear some talk of ham?
Baston, yes. All you've got to do is bereave. He's be bereaving a loved one.
So okay. On his helmet, there is a badge of this of the town of Daggerford, which the commander wears, and he's wearing
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm going to take. That. As the Duke, I'm ordering you to give me that helmet for a moment, please.
As the Duke, I suppose you can, yes. Yes.
Gives you his helmet.
Thank you, I'm going to put it on.
You're going to put it on a bird or something?
What?
I'm going to put it on a bird
or something? He looks at you and like, am I being fired?
Because there is just so much chaos going on in the city, what would the...
So you are now commander of the City Watch and Duke.
I mean, look, I... Yeah.
Because if you are commander of the City Watch, we need you back at the Watch House.
Oh, no. I just... Look, if you could just... For a second, I just...
Yeah, we need you back at the Watch House. You've got to arrange the rosters, and we've got the trivia night tonight, which the...
Traditionally, the commander of the Watch does do the bonus round.
Oh, no, I know... What,
all right, see ya.
What's the theme of the bonus round this year?
Evocation magic.
Evocation magic. Good, I don't... I mean, if you sort of had to tell a five-year-old what that was...
No, I'm going to go tell my five-year-old what I am, which is not working anymore. Oh, I can't wait to see Jessica. And then he leaves.
Okay, then, I'm guessing...
So the City Watch leave.
All of them.
Yep. No. The other two are watching, waiting for what their commander wants them to do.
Baston comes downstairs. What have you done? You got a new hat. Congratulations.
Yes. Just one second, Dragon Friends. Okay. One second. And he's going to lean into the two City Watch people and be like, look, I wasn't sure if we could trust him, but we're all part of the cult, right?
Oh.
They look at you and...
It's the Gambit from Avengers. Ha ha ha.
Yes, but in the Bat movie, he... Never mind.
The Bat
movie. I'm just going to roll... Two dice and see if I get Dave. 4+.
2 and a 5.
Whoa.
One of them looks at you and's like, I don't understand. And the other one looks at you and says, by the lamp's light. And then he stabs the other guard in the neck.
Oh.
Now, okay, so is there like an AoE effect for XP? Like, am I in range?
No, I think that guard levels up.
Congratulations, you're glowing.
And he's like, what does the Herald instruct?
The Herald has instructed us that this woman is now one of us and she's under our care. Do not let anything happen to her.
I understand. We shall take this woman to the Herald immediately.
No, she has important work to do here. Yeah, yes. Yes, you should. We'll come along too, because as I said, we're all part of the same team.
And with mysteries too profound for the likes of mortals to understand, it seems that Lionshield Banknote of the Rutherglen Banknotes has found himself in deep, as gamblers say, with a reckoning come a calling for him, for one must pay the dealer when the dealer controls time, space, and all mysteries known and unknown, when a lost city stands on the precipice of returning, when a celestial convergence is but 5 days from making itself manifest in a town that does not know yet what will hit it. It is a good thing that half of it exploded and the other bits that didn't are now on fire, because that at least prepares some for a visit from that motley crew they call the Dragon Friends. Thank you! Yeah.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Griner, and me, Michael Hing. Their Dungeon Master is Dave Dungeon Dave Harmon, with voices from a man with at least three voices, Ben Jenkins. Tom Carty does our music, Shakira Khan designs our website, and this episode was recorded at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Redfern, Australia, and is edited, mixed, and fixed by Hugh Guest. See you next time. Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.